Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Chris Christie is filing a run for president, Lee.
Another yawn.
Yeah. So he says he's getting in, not because he actually cares about being president, but because he wants to take out Trump. And that, by the way, taking out the Republican frontrunner has become something of a tradition for Christie.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's a general election. Remember, he helped to take out the Republican frontrunner in 2012?
Yeah.
Which earned him, by the way, a permanent paid spot on CNN. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Commit treason against your own party. And Christie's more than happy to do that. Remember, it was like they just had that big hurricane. It was days before the election. And Christie's like walking down the beach, hugging, literally physically hugging Barack Obama, talking about what a great guy he was.
Right, yeah.
Of course, I don't know what a Romney presidency would have been like in retrospect. Well, but anyway.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Thanks in part to Christie. So Chris Christie traditionally takes out the Republican frontrunner. So why stop now, right?
I just think it's kind of funny that he's making the comment that Republicans are afraid to take on Trump. Have you looked at the number of Republicans that are running in this Republican nomination process?
Yeah, including Pence. So I mean,
I mean, sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Cato Institute did this in a poll, just as a joke almost. You know how in the movie, in the book, 1984, the movie, right, too, Oceana, the people had a government censorship device in their home that watched them all the time, and the government raided them, and Big Brother.
Yeah.
Okay. They thought it would be cool if they asked people in a poll, would you like to have a device like that in your home? Would it be good for society? Where do you hear how that went?
Yeah.
Not so good. Not at all. Okay. The good news is, at this time, only 14% of Americans are like, sure, sign me up for that. Oh, yes, I would like the government to watch everything I do. Whack jobs. 14%. But here's the alarming part, is the way it was stacked. People over 65, just 5% of them want constant government surveillance in their home. Just 6% of those 55 to 64, just 6% of those 45, 54, right? So very small numbers. That's generally, you know, the same percentage who are mentally ill, I guess. I don't know. But when you get to 30 to 44, 20%! Say they would like a government monitoring device installed in their home to monitor them. That's 1 in 5 for those of you on Common Core math. But wait. When it gets to those 18 to 29, would you like a government installed monitoring device? The government could watch you all the time and judge your actions? Like in 1984? Would you like that? A staggering, terrifying 29% of 18 to 29s are like, yeah, sign me up.
I would probably, none of those 18 to 29-year-olds were ever assigned the reading of 1984 in their schoolwork. Well, the thing is, though, Tara, indirectly, we already have government surveillance.
Yeah, we do. But you
through,
know,
the device that you've got in your pocket or pocketbook right now.
Yeah, we do.
That is constantly listening. The government is constantly monitoring. That big corporations are constantly using the data. And you know, all you got to do is go out, you know, outside in the parking lot. We're already on the video cameras that, you know, our company has, which, I mean, I'm fine with that and monitoring the parking lot. But then right down the road here on Garlington, I'm looking at all the cameras and monitors that we don't have access to, but I guess the city does, of all kinds of traffic. And I guess they're reading plates and all the other stuff that goes on. So that's already here. It's already here. We're well past 1984.
But we're still in kind of a pretend phase.
Yes.
We sort of all pretend that we don't know about it. This is, hey, would you welcome it? And that's what's really scary is the public acceptance of it. Yeah. You know, we found out a few weeks ago, I did a whole podcast on this because it was big news, so it was thus ignored by the mainstream media. When we found out in the FISA disclosure about illegal spying by the FBI and the NSA,
yeah.
We found out for the first time, we've always known, thanks to the great American hero, Edward Snowden, he's a hero in my opinion, that... We've always known that they were getting our text and our email. Illegal. It's totally illegal. I mean, the founding fathers would flip if they were alive. No warrant. They just collect it all. Your emails, yeah. Your text, and who you call. But what we did not know for sure, but now we know, after that hearing and that FISA report about the illegal surveillance by the FBI, they are also collecting every single electronic purchase you make, period, bar none. In other words, they've got it all. They are in your bank account. There is nothing electronic that is hidden from them anymore.
Right.
And that not only do they have it, it is archived and searchable in the NSA database. So, folks, you know that thing about the Fourth Amendment? Go look up what that is.
Yeah.
Gone. It's gone. It's meaningless words on a piece of paper at this point. And that's why the left is so emboldened. They're coming for the second and the first. I mean, why not, right? They wiped out the fourth.
But words on a piece of paper are so analog, Tara.
Yeah. So that's where that stands.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, hey, some good news.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, no, this is encouraging. Central bank digital currency.
Yeah.
Which is a system they want to build on top of the system I just described to you, where the government tracks every single purchase you make. They want to add a command and control aspect to that. So, oh, no more meat this month. Nope. Oh, looky there. Your central bank digital currency dollars don't work. That's bad for the climate, you know. You only get red meat once a month. No, they want to do all that. And that's what central bank digital currency does. It not only spies on you, reports everything back. Every dollar that is spent that central bank records the purchase, it goes right back to the government. But it also allows government command and control.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is all very terrifying. Well, we just had a SEC commissioner speak out against central bank digital currency. And say, we don't need it. It does absolutely nothing that a digital dollar. In other words, there's nothing additional that it does. So right now we have regular cash dollars. We could go spend those.
Right.
But we also have digital dollars. Those yeah. are the numbers in your bank account, right?
Right.
The numbers in your bank account are digital forms of the dollar, but they don't spy on you, right? They don't track you.
Wow.
They can't be pulled back from... You know, at command, at
yeah,
will, right. from your bank account because the government
decides. For the
time
being. Yeah.
For the time being. The SEC chair, Mr. Gensler, this is CNBC just reported this, says we do not need central bank digital currency. He said, quote, we already have digital currency. It's called the US dollar, it's called the euro, and it's called the yen. Mm-hmm. They are all digital right now.
Yeah.
And he goes on to explain he is so right about this. The only thing central bank digital currency does. That is different from the current digital dollar is one, you would have to have a federal ID to use it.
Right.
As announced by our authoritarian, totalitarian Federal Reserve Chairman last summer. And it will spy on you.
Well, we already have
a federal. We don't need that.
We already have a federal ID. It's called your Social Security number,
right.
And it's tied to everything that you do, even though on the card itself I've got, when I signed up for it, it says not to be used for identification.
But we don't really have a federal ID, though, because this federal ID, you would have to possess one in order to use the currency. Right now, as you can tell by people coming across the border, you can use U.S. dollars all day long, and you don't need an ID that tracks you and attaches to the dollar, which... you know, Jerome Powell announced last summer, hey, central bank digital currency, we could make it anonymous like the digital dollar, but we're not gonna. We're gonna have it spy on you and track you, and you know, we'll be able to program it so that you can spend money on what we want and not on what we don't want.
Sadly, I must admit,
really
I don't remember the last time I used cash.
Oh, I was gonna do a topic on that this week. I went to my daughter's sports tournament this weekend.
Yeah, right.
I always carry cash. My husband
right.
gets it for me because we
yeah.
get stuck somewhere or something. Yeah. I couldn't use it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't want to do any more on my debit card. I wanted to use some of the cash we
right.
pulled out. I couldn't. I didn't spend a dollar of it. I actually, the only way I was able to use cash, I left.
Left a tip for somebody?
Yes, it was a tip.
Yes.
I left a tip.
Yeah.
And I paid my bill in cash. That was it. Everywhere we went, including all the vendors
yeah.
At the sporting event, everything. They could not, you couldn't pay in cash anywhere. It was scary.
Yeah.
Like, no anonymity then. I'm like, I went to go buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich one of the vendors was selling, and they want $8 for it, which is ridiculous. I'm like, I can get two for that. And then they wanted me to pay it only with my Visa, no cash. Yeah. I'm like, I can't use cash, no. What? And I was like, you know what? Never mind. I forget it. I'll just get a sandwich later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was scary. I mean, that was just all weekend. I mean, we're running out of places we can use cash.
I'm pretty sure the jockey lot still takes cash.
Well, I'll take your cash. You want to drop it by the studio. Right. I'll take it all day long.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'll take it all day long.
Too bad you can't make that digital direct deposit with cash like you can with a check these days.
I know.
You have to actually go to a bank.
I know. God, I know. Go to a bank. Why would anyone do that? I can't. You know what? I can't remember the last time I went to a bank. Actually, you know what? I did, but it was for a transaction we needed the bank to sign off on. It wasn't for an actual banking service. Weird. I mean, that's the only time I've been to the bank in, like, it's got to be at least a year, you know? So I was glad to see that SEC commissioner say, hey, we don't need this. It serves no purpose.
At least there are a few sane, truthful people in the business.
Right. And I'm sure his indictment by the FBI will come in 3, 2, 1, boom. Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you buy, I don't know, what do you drink? Diet soda, maybe? Snack foods? Flip it over and look on the back. You should be doing that anyway for calories and stuff like that, carbs, fat, protein. You should know what you eat. Look in the ingredients and see if it says sucralose. Or maybe you're buying it by its market name, Splenda. Those yellow packets. Yeah, there's a couple things you should know. New study out. And this is like really freaky stuff. It's in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, and it's about a side effect of Splenda or sucralose. It's genotoxic. When it was first approved by the FDA, by the way, it's not safe for use in Europe. When it was first approved by the FDA, it was called mildly genotoxic. We now know it is far more toxic. The test that they submitted did not search to see if it accumulates in your tissues. It does. That's what this shows. So you eat that stuff, think, oh, it's just one time. No, it sticks with you. It produces something called sucralose 6 acetate. And that is genotoxic. Not only does it enter your system, it stays in there and breaks it down. It is particularly dangerous to your digestive system. Researchers who exposed gut cells to it observed increased activity in genes related to oxidative stress, inflammation, and carcinogenicity. Over long periods of time, it can cause a condition called leaky gut. You don't want me to describe that, do you? You don't. Basically, it makes the wall, I'll put it this way, it makes the wall of the gut more permeable. The chemicals damage the interfaces where cells in the gut wall connect to each other. It can cause real problems long term. And it's easy to consume a lot of it because just one serving at the level that you will find in a diet soda would be considered toxic in Europe. So we're always years behind them because of all the lobbyists and stuff like that. So anyway, just be on the lookout for it. Sucralose. It's what it's called, or Splenda. Just avoid that stuff. A lot of you still ask me about stevia. And there's a lot of confusion because the media did a very poor job of reporting that study. A lot of people think they can't use stevia anymore. You can. It's actually what it's packaged with that is the problem. So what you can do is go, like, on Amazon, get pure stevia. Nothing else, just pure stevia. It costs about $15, but you only need a tiny amount. And the stevia itself is fine. It is the compound that in a lot of the commercial production that it's produced with that is not good. It can cause strokes. So you got to be careful with your artificial sweeteners. I swear there's no easy shortcut in this life. There isn't, to doing what's good for your health. I think we found one artificial sweetener, and now that'll kill you like being fed. So far, nobody's found anything wrong with the actual stevia itself. It's the stuff it's packaged with. So, text writes, hey, Tara, the Bonsecours Wellness Arena has been cashless for months. Can't even buy bottled water without a credit or debit card. I know, this weekend you couldn't even buy water or a snack or anything at the convention center I was at. It's just nuts. Hey, speaking of nuts, did you see this? Remember what I said to you? Because this is going to become important as we get closer to the election. I think I know what the federal government is planning to do next. I don't want to tell you because you think I'm nuts, but I'm pretty sure I know. When the government says to you a sentence that begins with Russia, ends with Russia, or really has the word Russia anywhere in it, and in particular, it is coming from our Pentagon, our intelligence agency, simply disregard. They are lying. They are lying out the wazoo. These are people who told you your election was compromised by Russia. It was not. These are people who told you that Russia hacked the DNC server. They did not. These are people who told you that Trump was a Russian agent, spy, or otherwise under the control of Russia, including through Alpha Bank. Nope, nope, no, and no. All 10 of the stories the Washington Post and the New York Times, won joint Pulitzers for, all fake. Not one of them. Russia did none of it. I'm not even sure why we consider Russia our enemy, really. It's kind of confusing to me. So do you remember when our intelligence agency said, Russia, and then you knew they were lying? Everything after the word Russia is a lie. Assume it, live by it. No, they are lying to you. Even if I'm not here to remind you, they are lying to you. Russia, lie. Well, what are they saying? What did they say? Oh, Russia blew up the Nord Stream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we somehow knew that 72 hours after it happened somehow. Mm-hmm. I told you they said Russia. It's a lie. Well, the Germans undertook a very long study, went on for about 6 months. They wanted to know who blew up the Nord Stream, because the Nord Stream, contrary to public opinion and misunderstanding, is primarily a German pipeline. They paid half the cost to build it. Why? They needed the energy. Why do we blow it up? And yes, we blew it up. Why do we blow it up? Remember, there were actually three lines to the Nord. Two of them that were new, that were about to be turned on to move the gas into Germany, and two that were existing since 2011. We blew up one of those two lines. We cut the German supply of natural gas in half in an actual terrorist attack against the NATO nation. That's insane what we did. And that is why you were reading all these articles about Germans. You look them up. Last fall, they're literally scrounging the floor of forests to find firewood to burn. We did that to them. Oh, sorry. Russia did that to them. Mm-hmm. Our intelligence agencies, our Pentagon, said, oh, it was Russia. We know it was Russia. It's Russia. If you questioned whether it was Russia, by God, there was something wrong with, oh, wait, it wasn't Russia? Did your humble host get this right again? Yeah. Now the Biden administration has a new lie. I'm sorry, story. Actually, it wasn't Russia. Now that the Germans have called our bluff and said Russia didn't do this, we've done an investigation. The Biden administration, the Pentagon, all the liars in our intel community went, you know what? It wasn't Russia. It was Ukraine. Yeah, that's the thing. It was Ukraine. Oh, they don't have the capability to do this. They don't. Which means, remember how the mainstream media vilified Seymour Hersh for saying we did it and insisted Russia did it? What are we finding out? Hersh is right. He's right. So now the story is Ukraine did it. And we knew, if you're on Rumble, you can see me winking one of my eyes. We knew it was coming 3 months ahead. Yeah, because we did it. We might have involved a couple of Ukrainian guys for cover. We did it. We did it. Europe knows. This is why even the EU is saying, hey, you know what? We'd like to kind of drop the dollar too. Can we do some transactions for energy in our own currency? Yeah, because this is a terrorist nation. And the whole world's going to know it. It's coming up. This is almost an admission. So wait, our intel agencies and Pentagon absolutely, and media vilified anybody who said it wasn't Russia that blew up the Nord. And I went, it's not Russia. Are you kidding me? You know how much money they make off the Nord? They're not going to blow up the Nord. Why would they do that? We blew up the Nord. Remember why we blew up the Nord? In that terror attack? And it was a terror attack. Because Germany was getting ready to cut a deal with Russia. They were going to buy the natural gas. They're going to go forward with it despite our opposition. And they were going to get to buy in their own currency, more than likely. What would that mean? Dropping the dollar. What would that mean? Kev's printing press, Biden's printing press, wasn't going to work as well. It would have been an attack on the petrodollar and Congress's money printing lifestyle. So we blew it up. But we didn't just blow up the two new lines they hadn't turned on yet. We blew up one of the existing ones, taking out half of Germany's natural gas supply, costing them billions of dollars they had invested in that line, as well as the economic losses. We're a terror nation. Well, not us. We're good people. Our lunatic leaders are terrorists. So now they want you to believe that actually it was Ukraine, not Russia. So we're eventually going to have to admit it was that. The whole world knows. The UK knows, Finland knows, Germany knows, everybody knows. But this is a real about face, which means your humble host got it right again. I'm telling you, I can tell by the look in their beady eyes when they're lying. They're always lying when they say Russia. The implications here are huge, folks. Don't underestimate them.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, the only thing better than a husband who can read my mind and anticipate what I want is a co-host who can do the same, as Lee often does, knows exactly where I'm going. Work spouse, if you will. And the only thing better than that is when you get so good on the text line, you know where I'm going next. Hey, Tara, texter writes, did you see Tucker on Twitter last night? It'd be a good epic rant. Oh, I'm already ahead of you. Yeah, it's 10 minutes. You can watch the whole thing much shorter than his old show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, but very recognizable to those of us who loved it. Well, 10 minutes is about the right length anyway for an online video. An hour would be too much, so he's doing the right thing. Anyway, he put the first one out on Twitter. I'm kind of curious as to how he's making money from it because it seems to be, I don't know. I don't understand the platform. There's not really a, Elon says he's not paying him, so I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know where he is in his contract negotiations either. If he's still getting the pay that Fox owes him, so over $20 million because they have locked into his contract, or if he did away with that to be able to put this up, I don't know. All that would be interesting to know. But what I do know is what he said last night, and I loved it. Here you go. My favorite part from Tucker Carlson last night. You could, by the way, find this on his Twitter account. On Twitter, obviously. Here you go. It's today's first epic rant.
So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information, and the rest of us don't know. We're allowed to yap all we want about racism, but go ahead and talk about something that really matters and see what happens. If you keep it up, they'll make you be quiet. Trust us. That's how they maintain control. When Western tourists first started traveling in large numbers to the Soviet Union in the early 1970s, they found that many Russians had a completely warped understanding of the United States. They thought that Americans lived in grinding poverty, in a state of perpetual race war, and were desperate to flee to the freedom and prosperity of the Eastern Bloc. They thought this because that's what they had been told. They had no way to know otherwise. The few Russians who understood what was really going on in the rest of the world had learned about it from listening to shortwave radio broadcasts, sometimes under the covers so the neighbors wouldn't hear. 50 years later, it is bewildering to consider the ironies here. We're the ones who live in ignorance now. The U.S. government has managed to classify more than a billion so-called public documents. So at this point, we can't possibly know what our leaders are doing. We're not allowed to know. By definition, that is not a democracy. Yet it's fine with the media. Secrecy is a powerful tool of control. Stop asking how we got so rich. Here's another story about racism. Go eat each other. That's the program. That's how most of us now live here in the United States. Manipulated by lies, silenced by taboos. It is unhealthy and it's dehumanizing, and we're tired of it. As of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon.
So true, isn't it? We talk about that control every day. And he's about to feel it in a way he never did before. Because when you're not on a big perch like Fox News, they come for you. And you see the bottom line and how it takes the money out of your bottom line that you can earn from speech, and you can't, you're not allowed to, while leftists are amplified and you're silenced. Or algorithmically silenced, which is where, you know, 90% of the 30,000 people who follow me on Facebook never see my posts. You have to go, by the way, straight to my page to see them. Facebook won't let you. Otherwise, texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tara, it's my birthday, 39. Well, happy birthday, and thank you for listening to The Tara Show. Texter writes, hey, Tara, anything on Tim Scott on The View? I didn't have the stomach to watch it. Look, here's what I'll say about that. Joy Behar, who white liberal woman explained to Tim Scott that he is, in fact, not black and doesn't understand racism, because she would know she's a white liberal and they know everything. Yeah, she didn't even have the guts to face him in person. That was the saddest part of it. She took the day off. How convenient. And she knew damn well, because he said it in an interview, he was coming on the show to confront her. And you know why she didn't show? Because she couldn't. She couldn't take him on. How do you look a black man in the face and defend your position that said black man doesn't understand what it's like to be black the way that you do? And you can't. You can't. So she hid. And they talked over him a whole bunch. It was a mess. Here is what he said on The View, and I think would have aimed at her had she had the absolute guts to show up. Liberals never do. They just want other people silenced because they can't win debates. So here's what Tim Scott said, and I got to give it to him. He nailed it.
You have indicated that you don't believe in systemic racism. What is your definition of systemic racism?
Let me answer the question that you've answered.
Or does it even exist in your mind?
Let me answer the question this way. One of the things that I think about, and one of the reasons why I'm on the show, is because of the comments that were made, frankly, on this show, that the only way for a young African-American kid to be successful in this country is to be the exception and not the rule. That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today, that the only way to succeed is by being the exception. I will tell you that if my life is the exception, I can't imagine. But it's not actually.
It's been 114 years.
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, we've had an African American president, African American vice president. We've had two African Americans to be secretaries of the state. In my home city, the police chief is an African American who's now running for mayor. The head of the Highway Patrol for South Carolina is an African American. In 1975, there was about 15% unemployment in the African American community for the first time in the history of the country. It's under 5%.
40%. Homelessness
and 50%
of African Americans.
50% of the folks in our community.
13% of the population.
You had a chance to ask the question. I know that I've watched you on the show that you like people to be deferential and respectful. So I'm going to do the same thing.
That is true.
So here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest the fact of the matter is that progress in America is palpable. It can be measured in generations. I look back at the fact that my grandfather, born in 1921 in Sally, South Carolina, when he was on a sidewalk, a white person was coming, he had to step off and not make eye contact. That man believed then, with some doubt now, in the goodness of America, because he believed that having faith in God, faith in himself, and faith in what the future could hold for his kids would unleash opportunities in ways that you cannot imagine. Every kid today can look, just change the stations and see how much progress has been made in this country. ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, CNN, Fox News all have African-American and Hispanic hosts. So what I'm suggesting is that the yesterday's exception is today's rule. And for us to suggest...
So America has met its promise.
No, of course, the concept of America is that we are going to become a more perfect union. But in fact, the challenges that we face 50 years ago and 60 years ago should not be the same challenges that we face today. And here's a way that you measure that. When my mother was born, about 10% of African Americans got a high school degree, diploma. Today, it's over 90%. When you look at the income success that
we've
had...
That's an HBCU stat.
Well, listen, HBCU stat is a good one, because one of the reasons why I took the funding for HBCUs to the highest level in the history of the country, and then I helped make it permanent, is because I believe that education is the closest thing to magic in America. So I'm about making sure that our kids have as many opportunities to succeed as possible. It's one of the reasons why.
I need an opportunity to succeed.
Yeah. So I thought he nailed it. And I thought he won before he ever showed up. Because Joy Behar, that white, liberal, female splainer, couldn't even show up and look him in the eye. What's she going to argue to a black man? I know better than you what racism is. It's a non-starter. So I thought he won before he even showed up. She wouldn't sit in at the same desk with him. Because she can't. She can't win the argument. Because she's a coward. So good for Tim Scott. I thought he nailed it. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I'm amazed at the number of people who use Rotten Tomatoes the way I do. I thought I was the only one. I thought I was an innovator. Chucks, I'm not. I just think it's funny that the political scientists there at UCal Davis have discovered that actually getting bad reviews by the critics is a formula for success for movies. At the worse the reviews are for critics, you know, inversely, the more money the movie made. And they were completely baffled. They couldn't figure it out. I was like, I know. They should have called me. Critics are all liberal. And by critics, I mean, you know, the official critics, every newspaper, even though they may not be in print, they're digital now, has their critic attached. They're all liberals. So, I mean, if liberals like a movie, I'm like, there's probably something wrong with it. Probably wouldn't like it. It's not my culture. It's a foreign culture. So I think about it. And you wouldn't believe the text, I mean, is still going since I brought that up. How many of you do that? You go, because if you go on Rotten, I love Rotten Tomatoes. You go on Rotten Tomatoes, on one side they have the critic rating on the left, and then on the right they've got the audience rating. So, I mean, I know it's going to be a good movie, and I won't even watch some. It's got to be 79% or above, or I'm like, eh. So if it gets 79% or above in the audience, generally I'll watch it. So I think it's probably pretty good. And it's a double win if it's got like 29% for the critics. Because then I know that they always have that reaction. You can count on that. If it is something that is normal culturally, something that normal Americans can identify with, is identifiably American in its culture, thus comforting to us because that is our culture, they aren't going to like it. They're going to hate it. And I'm going to love it. That's how I use Rotten Tomatoes, and it works very well. I thought I was the only one, but no, you're all doing it. You're all out there doing that. Texter writes, Tim Scott is sure sounding different than 5 or 6 years ago when he went to the floor of the Senate on different days and said he's been stopped by South Carolina Highway Patrol many times for being black. Ouch. Conservative, my big old butt, the texter writes. Look at how many Trump judges he stopped because they didn't do enough for civil rights. He and Haley are cut from the same fake cloth. Yeah, great. It's fair. It's a fair criticism. But I thought he did good on The View, so I wanted to share it with you. All right. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Please be sure to tune in. Check out the Battleground podcast. In the meantime, text keyword to Battleground to the text line 71307 to get it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.